This is Talking Business.
I'm joined now by Ian Jones, who's Executive Director of something called Nature's Coin. G'day, Ian.
G'day, Alan. How are you?
What's Nature's Coin?
Nature's Coin, we're a cryptocurrency blockchain economy that supports sustainable industries under the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals.
Do you mean agriculture or just any kind of sustainable industry?
Anything that falls within the 17 United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, which can be agriculture, water, fisheries, wildlife, economic self-determination, education, very, very broad.
Right, so none of those things need a cryptocurrency associated with them, do they? So tell us what you bring, what your Nature's Coin brings to the table. What is it going to do?
Okay. Well, we had a look at the UN Sustainable Development Goals last year, and they set out the vision for making the planet a better place by 2030. But the problem with getting that implemented is it requires a lot of effort from, or requires everybody from people, corporations, governments, and non-government organisations, NGOs, to participate in that. And the current system is not geared towards having everybody cooperate to getting the Sustainable Development Goals visions delivered. People try and do the right thing, but then they're thwarted by vested self-interests. The financial market's not geared towards having companies invest in sustainable or environmental initiatives. And governments and NGOs have by and large sort of lost the trust of the people. So you've got this gridlock in the system. And the goals are not progressing as rapidly as envisaged. So we looked at that and we realised that instead of trying to operate within the current system using blockchain technology and cryptocurrency, we can create a new system where we can bring all these parties together and essentially solve the problems that are gridlocking the current efforts.
Sounds great. Yeah. So, but how does that happen? I mean, what is the crypto coin? What does your coin, Nature's Coin, do?
Well, essentially, what it does is we use a variety of initiatives. We use the transparency of the blockchain. Blockchain is a trust mechanism, so that means when people donate a dollar or money goes into a cause or into an initiative, if it goes through the blockchain, you know exactly where it's going and it's not being siphoned off by middlemen or corruption or anything like that, which has been a problem with meeting these sustainable development initiatives, particularly in third world countries and other places like that. So immediately we can put transparency and governance into the system. The second part of it was really to look at how we can bring corporate finance, corporate social responsibility money and conservation finance and things like that into the system. The United Nations Sustainable Development Goals very much rely on business getting behind that to deliver the initiative. In fact, that's the core element of the vision, is that businesses have to get behind that. But at this point in time, with the way it's structured, there's really very little initiative for businesses to become involved in supporting sustainability or social, environmental good and stuff like that.
Except perhaps in their own businesses, I guess.
Except in their own businesses. And the markets are shifting, market sentiment is shifting as millennials, the rise of the millennial consumer group. 40% of the consumers are now millennials. And they're very concerned about social accountability and social values and corporate responsibilities and things like that outside the traditional corporate environment. So there's an increasing pressure on corporations to do more good. But on the other hand, they're getting pressure to produce better financial returns by the market. So how do you balance this dual pressure, doing more good, getting better returns? And we could see that by channeling money through the blockchain with a cryptocurrency, that we could turn corporate social responsibility from a cost on a company's P&L to a tradable liquid asset on the balance sheet. So suddenly it becomes an asset to an investment in an asset to put money into sustainable causes versus a cost. And so this shift and using the blockchain and the cryptocurrency allows us to build a new system outside the traditional old system.
So you're going to have an initial coin offering, an ICO, and you've engaged big London law firm, Allen & Overy. Was that hard to do? Was that hard to get them involved?
Yeah, it was. It was quite a process. You know, we wanted to. Our focus has always been to position our blockchain company as an institutional ready, corporate ready. Blockchain. If you have a look at the history of blockchain and cryptocurrency, cryptocurrencies, you know, over the last couple of years has been crazy Wild West stuff. And really, it's the institutions have started to look at the underlying technology and how do they participate in that. But they only want to do it, obviously, if, you know, if there's the proper governance and risk and management in place. So when we looked at it, we saw not the cryptocurrency story in the markets, but we saw the power of blockchain to be a transformational technology. We realized, okay, we need to structure this in the same way as that we've been running businesses for the last 30, 35 years, which is, you know, to be compliant with ASIC or SEC or these other rules. So we set out deliberately to go down that path. And to do that, we had to have the right advisory team and everything like that. So we talked to a number of leading law firms, and the discussions with Allen & Overy went on through our UK director over a period of quite some time. They were comfortable with our approach and they very much liked our business model and our vision for what we could do with it. So, yeah, we were really pleased.
Did you have to pay them a deposit?
We have a fee arrangement with Allen & Overy over the life of the engagement process.
And how are you funding all this?
We're funding it. Initially, we were funding it ourselves through private investors, and we did a raising under Section 708 of the Corporations Act, exempt investors and sophisticated investors. We've also been issuing tokens and a pre-sale as well.
Oh, you have?
Yes, there's been some of those issued, again, to sophisticated investors. So it's all done under proper
Corporations
Act.
Can you tell us what you get if you buy one of your coins?
At this stage, because of we have to operate under a very broad securities legislation, also have regard to the SEC rules that govern what you can and can't say.
I think you're about to tell me you can't tell me.
I'm exactly saying that you can't tell me. If people want to find out that kind of detail, they certainly can. What they have to do is they have to go to our website. They have to register behind a firewall. So we have to eliminate people from jurisdictions that we can't discuss ICOs with, and they can provide. They can get the information from there.
Right. Okay. But it's fair to say that the coin, the ICO and Nature's Coin, is central to what you're doing. It's, I mean, you've got your blockchain and sustainable investment and sustainable kind of development on blockchain, which, as you say, is a trust mechanism.
Yes.
But you are associating that with a coin.
Yeah,
that's, is it a coin or a token?
It's a token. Yep. There's two.
And the difference between a coin and a token is that a coin is a coin actually trying to be money.
A coin is on its own proprietary blockchain. A token is built on a third-party blockchain like Ethereum or
what's
NEM,
yours on?
One of these other ones. We're still determining what's the appropriate.
Oh, you haven't decided?
No, we haven't decided because it's all about defining the transactional flows within the economy. We are not just a simple cryptocurrency ICO, which does one transaction. We are actually a blockchain economy that supports a whole range of sustainable industries. So it's very comprehensive or very complicated transaction flow. And we have to map that out, which we've done. And now that's going to the tech people. And they're looking at, okay, do we go with this particular architecture or that architecture, and they have to take into account speed and latency and all these other things.
I imagine one of the things you're fighting is that everyone has trouble getting their head around blockchain and what the hell it means.
Correct.
And then if you don't have that basis of understanding, you can't really figure out how you're going to operate it.
Yeah, that's right. And we had to undergo a very steep learning curve as well.
You've got a background in all sorts of stuff that's got nothing to do with this, don't you?
Correct, yeah. Yeah. I mean, my background for the last 30-odd years has been bootstrapping up early-stage companies in a variety of sectors, from media to biotech.
So what turned you on to blockchain and cryptocurrency?
Initially, nothing. But until we saw, once we'd got our mind over the cryptocurrency hype and speak, which we really didn't like.
You keep saying we. Do you mean I, or is there somebody else?
No, there's we have a whole team in place. There's about half a dozen of our core team, and then we work with a whole range of advisors. So there was really three of us that sat down and worked out, okay, what is the real story behind cryptocurrency and blockchain? And we realized it wasn't the cryptocurrency, it was the blockchain, and then we had to learn what that was all about. And to do that, and because I've always worked in diverse and complicated industries, I'm just a simple person, and I have to distill things right down to stories that I can understand as a simple person. And once I had done that, then I was able to deliver that message to other people. And in fact, to help people through that, only last weekend I published a paper on LinkedIn, which was the simple explanation of how blockchain and cryptocurrency works and everything like that.
So that's on LinkedIn. Can people find that?
Yes, they can. It's on my LinkedIn profile. It's just under one of the articles I published.
Okay, it's Ian Jones. So LinkedIn, it's Ian Jones, A936A411.
Something like that, yeah. Or they can,
there's probably tons of Ian Jones. It's not exactly an uncommon name.
It's a very common name. They can also just email us at, go to the Nature's Coin website, it's just naturescoin.com, request a copy of the paper, and we can send that to them.
There you go, folks. I've read it. It's not too hard. 3 pages long.
It's
quite good, Ian, if I may say. It's a beauty.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's the only way I can understand these things.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go, folks. Email Ian on his website, Nature's Coin, and he'll send you the paper that might help you understand blockchain.
Thank you. I'd be happy to do that.
Good on you. I've been talking to Ian Jones, who's the Executive Director of Nature's Coin.